As every parent knows, talking to your kids about drugs is tricky. The Montana Meth Project is sponsoring a new series of anti-drug advertisements that strike a visceral and less parental tone. They're a far cry from the eggs over easy that were the hallmark of earlier anti-drug campaigns. Here's an example.
See, I stole this person's motorcycle and I ran it up as fast as it would go and I ran it into a tree. I was hoping I was going to die there for a while, you know.
Hi, my name is Tim. I'm from St. Regis, Montana. I started doing meth when I was 19.
You know, I tried it and everything that I owned was gone within a month. I lost where I lived. I lost where I worked. Just within a month. It's just like that. And I've never seen it come out good for anybody. But I did some things that, you know, only, you know, God can forgive me for. I used to be able to remember, and I used, you know, I mean, I'm still, it is so scary having, like, months of your life, like, gone from your brain. There's really no reason to sign your life away like that.
I did some things only God can forgive me for. The commercials ranked in the top 20 on AdCritic.com, an advertising industry website. They've received national recognition. Paul Venables is founder and co-creative director of Venables Bell & Company, an independent ad agency in San Francisco who helped create this campaign. He joins us by phone from his office today to talk about it. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to talk about this project.
And how did you get hooked up with the Montana Meth Project?
Well, Tom Siebel was a client when he was the CEO of Siebel Systems. And he, I think, wanted to do something in his beloved home state of Montana, where he saw this incredible destruction and devastation of really an entire generation. He looked at the national resources that were available. I don't think, to his credit, he thought what was available from other agencies and organizations was powerful enough, and he enlisted us to create a whole new campaign and really attack this almost like a consumer product, in the sense that instead of selling something, we set out to unsell it.
And you have kids unselling it.
Yes, we do. In fact, the meth is such a dangerous drug, and its addiction rates are so incredibly high for first-time users, that we wanted to talk to, I think it's probably too late in the game to talk to most addicts, so we wanted to talk to kids before they got involved with meth.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, and in the radio that we just played and all the radio we produced, we use actually real recovering addicts to tell their stories and to encourage other kids that this is a really, really dangerous drug that they should avoid.
And some of these ads, the TV ads, they're scary. The television ad with the eyebrow plucking, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This is a girl, you see her plucking her eyebrow and then one more and one more and one more, and the camera pulls back until we see her other brow is a bloody mess.
Yeah, the graphic nature of these was really important. In this day and age, I think we could not go down the path of a typical drug PSA where it takes a lecturing tone, a parental tone. You lose instant credibility with kids. We have to talk to kids just like we were going to try to talk to them about any product or any message. We have to get inside their heads and their world. And today, unfortunately, we need to be pretty graphic and direct in doing that. And I think one of the keys to our communication was to gain a certain credibility with young people by not just showing the real strung-out addict who's completely a mess, who's covered in scabs, who people look at that, kids look at that and they go, oh, it's not me. That can't happen to me. You know, I know a friend that's dabbled in meth, and he doesn't look like that, so this is, you know, lacking in all credibility. So in all of our commercials, we start with someone relatively normal-looking, a normal teen. Teens connect with them, and then, you know, in most cases, we see the progression, or in the case you mentioned, we reveal the damage.
Any indication yet that they're doing any good?
Well, it's been phenomenal. I mean, the governor, the legislative bodies in Montana, there's been an incredible outpouring of support for these. In fact, I know of one anecdotal story where some parents in a particular town in Montana thought the ads were too graphic. They're accompanied by billboards and radio, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
that they thought that the ads were overall far too graphic and wanted them pulled off the air. And high school students got together, banded together, wrote their local papers, wrote, you know, op-ed pieces in their current school publications, pleading with their own parents to say, no, we need these messages, we need to see these. This is the harsh reality, and this is good for us.
And these ads and this campaign are being presented here in Washington, D.C. to the governor's conference, and other states may try similar methods.
Yes, I think there's been a lot of interest in other states. I know that the ads were previously played for the U.S. Congress and were received fantastically. They gained a lot of support. In fact, coming out of that, meth catapulted to one of the highest priorities of in Washington for anti-drug efforts, which was nice to see that the work is actually making a difference. And I do think it can make a difference outside of Montana, but that is definitely our core focus at the time.
Paul Venables, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And good luck.
I appreciate it.
Paul Venables, founder and co-creative director of Venables, Bell & Company, an independent ad agency in San Francisco. He joined us from his office there. You can see the rest of the agency's anti-meth ads, if you'd like, at www.montanameth.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.